Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is December 10th, Tuesday, 2019, day 343. Today's topic, God knowing, knowing God. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 139 verses 1 to 6, Amos chapter 1 verse 1 to chapter 3 verse 15, Revelation chapter 2 verses 1 to 17. Proverbs 29 verses 19 to 20. Today's main passages, we have four. The first one, Psalm 139 verses 1 to 6. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me too lofty for me to attain. The second one is from Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets. The third passage, Revelation chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. To the angels of the church in Ephesus, write. These are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked people, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles, but are not, and have found them false. You have preserved, you have persevered, and have endured harden hardships for my name, and have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. Consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. But you have this in your favor. You hate the practices of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. The fourth passage, Proverbs chapter 29, verse 19. Servants cannot be corrected by mere words. Though they understand, they will not respond. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today is God knowing, knowing God. Today's four main passages tells us that the biggest problem of human beings is now is not knowing God knows everything, and he is the Lord of life who knows us the most. He is our loving Father, always wants to hold us into his arms, but we are somewhat like the prodigal son who always wants to run away from his loving arms. Any hope? Yeah. Today's Proverbs gives us a way out. Servants cannot be corrected by mere words. Though they understand, they will not respond. Our problem is that we do not know God is our loving Father who knows us the most, but we choose not respond and not willing to be in that deep relationship with him. In that mentality, our relationship with God and other people are very shallow. It is such a waste. Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, help us to know that you are our loving Father who knows us the most. Lead us to choose to respond and willing to be in that deep relationship with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to establish that relationship of knowing God more and knowing other people more? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.